Chapter 1 Universe. We will start with what is universe? The universe is everything that we can touch, feel, sense, measure, or detect. That means all the living things, planets, stars, galaxies, dust clouds, light, and even time are part of the universe. Now you might think, how was universe made? Let's dig into that. Years ago, the entire universe was inside a bubble which was 1,000 times smaller than a pinhead. It was hotter and thicker than anything we can imagine. And then, suddenly one day, it exploded. Boom! Most astronomers believe that the universe began with this explosion called Big Bang about 14 billion years ago. In a fraction of a second, the universe grew from smaller than a single atom to bigger than a galaxy. And it kept on growing at an amazing rate. It is still expanding today with billions of galaxies, with millions or billions of stars. Let's know some fun facts about universe. The universe is so huge that it would take a modern jet more than a million years to reach the nearest star to the sun. If we travel at the speed of light, which is 300,000 kilometers per second, then also it would take 100,000 years to cross our Milky Way galaxy alone. No one knows the exact size of the universe because we cannot see the edge of the universe. All we do know is that the visible universe is at least 93 billion light years across. Chapter 2 Galaxies. First, let's understand what are galaxies and how they are made. A galaxy is a huge collection of gas, dust, and billion stars with their solar system, all held together with the help of gravity. When the universe began, as we saw in the chapter 1, with a big bang, it was just hot tiny particles mixed with light and energy. It was nothing like what we see now. As everything expanded and took up more space, it cooled down. The tiny particles grouped together, they formed atoms. Then those atoms grouped together. Over the period of time, atoms came together to form stars and galaxies. Now let's know about types of galaxies. However, galaxies come in many shapes and sizes. There are broadly three types of galaxies. First, spiral galaxies. Spiral galaxies look like giant pinwheels. The arms of the pinwheel are made up of stars and lots of gas and dust. Spiral galaxies contain young stars, so they are often some of the brightest galaxies in the universe. About 20% of all galaxies are spiral. Second, elliptical galaxies. Elliptical galaxies are shaped like stretched out circles. These galaxies contain mostly older stars. That means they often aren't as bright as spiral galaxies. They also have very little dust and gas. Elliptical galaxies are the largest and most common galaxies observed. They make about 60% of all galaxies. Third, irregular galaxies. Irregular galaxies are just irregular in shape. Among the smallest galaxies, they are. Like spiral galaxies, irregular galaxies are often filled with gas, dust, and lots of young stars. About 20% of all galaxies are irregular galaxies. Now you might wonder, which galaxy do we live in? Let's know that. We are the residents of a galaxy called Milky Way. Milky Way is the best example of a spiral galaxy, which look like pinwheel. When you look up at stars in the night sky, you are seeing other stars in the Milky Way. If it's really dark, far away from the lights, cities, houses, you can even see the dusty bands of the Milky Way stretch across the sky. Fun facts about galaxy. There are so many galaxies that we can't even count all of them yet. The Hubble Space Telescope looked at the small patch of space for 12 days and found 10,000 galaxies of all size, shape, and color. Some scientists say that there could be 100 billion galaxies in the universe. Some galaxies get too close and smash into each other. Our own Milky Way galaxy will someday bump into another galaxy. But it won't happen for about 5 billion years. And even if it happened tomorrow, we might not even notice. Chapter 3. Stars. What are stars? Stars are giant spheres of super-hot gas made up mostly of hydrogen and helium. Stars get so hot by burning hydrogen into helium, and this process is called nuclear fusion. This is what makes them so hot and bright. Now, let's understand the life cycle of a star. Stars start out in giant clouds of dust called nebulae. Gravity forces the dust to bunch together. As more dust gathers, it starts to get hot. And once the center gets hot enough, nuclear fusion begins and the young star is born. Once star is born, it will continue to burn energy and glow for billions of years. The star will remain like this until it runs out of hydrogen. When the hydrogen runs out, the outside of star explodes and it becomes a red giant. Eventually, the core of star will start to make iron, and this is what causes the star to collapse. Now we see lots of stars in the sky, but they are all of different sorts. Let's try and know something more about types of stars. First, dwarfs. Smaller stars are called dwarf stars. Red and yellow looking stars are generally called dwarf stars. Second, giants. Giant stars may be main sequence stars like a blue star or stars that are expanding like red giants. Some supergiant stars are as big as the entire solar system. Third, neutrons. A neutron star is created from the collapse of a giant star. It is very tiny but very dense. Fun facts. Most of the stars in the universe are red dwarfs. Stars twinkle because of the movement of the Earth's atmosphere. The smaller the star is, longer it lives. Giant stars are bright, but they tend to burn out really fast. Do you know that the sun we see every day is 4.5 billion years old? Yes, sun is a star. The closest star to Earth is sun, and it's the source of light. Life wouldn't exist without the sun. And the sun is also the center of our solar system. Sun's enormous gravity grips the planet, dwarf planets, asteroids, comets, and the sun keeps them from getting lost into deep space. Sun is average in the size and middle-aged compared to the billions of other stars in our galaxy. Although the sun accounts for 99.8% of the total mass of the solar system, it's really just a big ball of gas. Fun facts about sun. Our sun is around 4.5 billion years old. It takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the light leaving from sun to reach Earth. Without the sun's intense energy, there would be no life on Earth. Chapter 4. Solar System and its Planets. Solar system is made up of the sun and all the smaller objects that move around it. Apart from the sun, the largest members of the solar system are the 8 major planets. Nearest to the sun are 4 fairly small rock planets. beyond Mars is the asteroid belt, a region populated by millions of rocky objects. On the farthest side of asteroid belt are the four gas giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. These planets are much bigger than Earth, but they are very lightweight. They are mostly made of hydrogen and helium. First planet from Sun is Mercury. It is not very easy to observe Mercury since it is always close to Sun. Mercury is a small and rocky planet. It is only about as wide as the Atlantic Ocean. 18 Mercuries would fit in Earth. Mercury has no atmosphere and no water. The afternoon temperature can go up to 450 degrees Celsius on Mercury. But nights are extremely cold on Mercury. The temperature during nights are below -180 degrees Celsius. Ooh, so cold. The next planet from Mercury, the second planet from Sun, is Venus. It appears as the brightest object in the sky apart from the Moon. Venus is so bright because it is covered by clouds that reflect much of the light. Venus is blanketed with a thick atmosphere of carbon dioxide, the gas we breathe out. Carbon dioxide traps most of the heat from the sun. And the cloud layers also act as a blanket. The result is a runaway greenhouse effect that has caused the planet's temperature to go up to 465 degrees Celsius. This means Venus is even hotter than Mercury. There are thousands of volcanoes and impact craters found on Venus. The third planet from Sun is our home planet, Earth. Earth is the only place we know of so far that's inhabited by living things. Our home planet Earth is a rocky terrestrial planet. It has a solid and active surface with mountains, valleys, canyons, plains, and so much more. Earth is special because it is an ocean planet. Water covers 70% of Earth's surface. Our atmosphere is made mostly of nitrogen, and it has plenty of oxygen for us to breathe. The atmosphere also protects us from incoming meteoroids, most of which break up in our atmosphere before they can strike the surface as meteorites. While Earth is only the fifth largest planet in the solar system, it is the only world in our solar system with liquid water on its surface. Just slightly larger than Venus, Earth is the biggest of the four planets closest to the Sun. A day on Earth lasts a little under 24 hours. 1 year on Earth lasts 365.25 days. That 0.25 extra means every 4 years we need to add 1 day to our calendar. We call it a leap day. Earth has just one moon. It is the only planet to have just one moon. has lots of spacecraft watching it. There is still a lot we can learn about our home planet. Mars is the fourth planet from the Sun. A dusty, cold, desert world with a very thin atmosphere. Mars is also a dynamic planet with seasons, polar ice caps, canyons, extinct volcanoes, and evidence that it was even more active in the past. Mars is half the size of Earth. Mars is sometimes called the red planet. It's red because of rusty iron in the ground. Like Earth, Mars has seasons. There are signs of ancient floods on Mars, but now water mostly exists in icy dirt and thin clouds. On some Martian hillsides, there is evidence of liquid salty water in the ground. Scientists want to know if Mars may have had living things in the past. They also want to know if Mars could support life now or in the future. One day on Mars lasts 24.6 hours. It is just a little longer than a day on Earth. 1 year on Mars is 687 Earth days. It is almost twice as long as 1 year on Earth. Mars has two moons. Mars is the fourth planet from Sun. That means Earth and Jupiter are Mars' neighboring planet. Human visitors would find Mars very cold. Although summers near the equator can be quite warm. The average temperature is 63 degrees Celsius. The night on Mars are bitterly cold. Air on Mars is 100 times thinner than on Earth and mostly made up of carbon dioxide. Human explorers will have to wear oxygen masks and special suits every time they step out